KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Let's check high school volleyball from around the area last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play. It was Kemper Catholic over Shenandoah 3-0. In the Western Iowa Conference, Underwood beat Audubon 3-0. Missouri Valley topping Griswold 3-0. And Tri-Center a 3-game sweep over Trainer. Also in volleyball, Bondurant Farrar beat Nottoway Valley 2-0. Winterset a 2-game sweep over Nottoway Valley. Van Meter beat West Central Valley 3-0. It was West Harrison over Heartland Christian 2-0. And West Harrison beating East Mills 2-1 last night. Well, the fifth Iowa High School girls volleyball rankings of the year came out late yesterday afternoon. Here's a look. In Class 1A, Tripola remains number 1 with Stanton at number 6, Iowa Christian Academy number 7, Adair Casey is ranked 8th this week, Guthrie Center 11th, Arweva 12th, and Bedford is number 15. Coon Rapids Bayard dropped out of the list this week. In 2A, Western Christian remains number 1 with Clarinda down 2 spots to number 13. In Class 3A, Dubuque Wallert remains number 1 this week with Harlan up a notch to number 10. Red Oak is down a notch to number 11, and Carroll debuts at number 15. Also in 4A, Ankeny is ranked number 1 this week, while Lewis Central has dropped out of this week's big school poll. In high school cross country last night, it was Griswold winning the girls' team title at the Audubon Invitational. Griswold with 40 points, better than Tri-Center 68. They were the runners-up. Audubon third with 77. Guthrie Center, Panorama, IKM Manning, the rest of the field. Rebecca Topham of Griswold won her fourth individual title of the season, running 13 minutes 10 seconds last night for the freshman. Also, Jordan Sint ran 15:22. She was fourth for Griswold. Alex Flippin was seventh for the Tigers. And also Larissa Backus had a 10th place finish to help lead the Tigers last night. On the boys' side, Xavier Olivo led the Tigers with a 14th place finish in the race, as it was loaded with a lot of talent. Riverside won the boys' team competition. Griswold ended up placing 8th in that meet last night. We have high school football tonight for you here on KJAN, as Chris and I will be heading off to Glenwood tonight as the Atlantic Trojans will try to throw a little cold water on Glenwood's homecoming tonight. Brian Albert, the Glenwood Rams head football coach, says Atlantic has some explosive athletes on the club, and he expects that they'll be put in positions to make some big plays.
Well, they played really well. I really think, you know, they're taking what's worked for them, and again, I think that's always the biggest challenge as a football coach, because your personnel change from year to year, and can you adapt to what your personnel can do best and not just stay within your own system, but at the same time, you know, work on the opportunities for the individuals that you have that can maybe exploit the defenses or the offenses the best that you're playing.
Well, the Rams are 0-4 on the season, and Atlantic coach Tim Duff says don't be fooled, because they look eerily similar to what his Trojans looked like last year when they got their first win against the Rams.
And looking at Glenwood last year, I think they were probably more talented than us. And flip to this year's schedule, I think Glenwood's playing the young kids. They're inexperienced. They're battling for their first win. We've seen improvement on tape. They've been getting better and better. And, you know, I think skill-wise, you know, we have some guys that have pretty good skills. So, it's a game where, you know, the team that comes out and gets early momentum, I think, is going to have, you know, a chance to be pretty successful tonight.
You can hear more from Coach Duff at 4:45 this afternoon. That's when we have Trojan Preview here on KJAN. my weekly visit with the coach. Then we get our night started at 6:15 with Who's Going to Win. 6:45 is our pregame show. You'll hear more from both coaches at that time. And 7:30, we kick things off. That's Atlantic at Glenwood live tonight here on KJAN. And, of course, you can also hear it worldwide by clicking on the Listen Live page at KJAN.com. In other Class 3A District 1 action tonight, Harlan is at home against Lewis Central. Carroll hosts Winterset while Red Oak travels to Creston tonight. Also in action tonight in Class 2A District 2, Kemper Catholic visits Missouri Valley. Also in District 8, Clarinda's at Bondurant Farrar. Shenandoah goes to Colfax Mingo. In Class 1A play tonight in District 1, IKM Manning will host Hinton. In District 7, West Central Valley hosting Central Decatur, and Panorama is at home to Nottoway Valley. In Class 1A District 8 tonight, Griswold on the road at Trainer. Clarinda Academy is at Logan Magnolia. Underwood is at St. Albert, and Tri-Center plays at Audubon tonight. In Class A football tonight in District 7, Guthrie Center is at Martinsdale St. Mary's. Also in District 8, Riverside goes to Bedford, while Corning will visit AHST. Exira EHK has a non-conference game on the road at West Harrison tonight, a non-district matchup. In eight-man football tonight in District 6, Adair Casey will host Murray in a key conference, a key district matchup. Cam is at Ankeny Christian, East Union at Lamoni, Mormon Trail is at Lenox. In District 7, Boyer Valley is at Coon Rapids Bayard, Arweva visits Charter Oak Ute, and Glidden Ralston will host East Green. And in District 8 tonight, East Mills is at South Page, Nishnabotna is at Sydney. Also, Essex will play at Stanton tonight, and Fremont Mills will play at Villisca. Again, we are in Glenwood tonight for Atlantic versus Glenwood this evening. 7:30 is kickoff tonight for that ball game. Well, the Big 12 dumped its embattled commissioner and said nine schools had pledged to give their TV rights to the conference for the next 6 years, a step intended to preserve a fractured league that's lost two members in the past year and is expected to lose another by next summer. Big 12 Commissioner Dan Beebe is out after the conference nearly collapsed for the second time in just over a year. Former Big 8 Commissioner Chuck Ninus will serve as interim commissioner. Nebraska and Colorado already have left the Big 12. Texas A&M announced earlier this month that it'll leave in 2012 to seek membership in the Southeastern Conference, and Texas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and Texas Tech were considering a potential move from the Big 12 to the Pac-12 until it announced Tuesday that it would not expand at this time. In college football last night, Zach Calero scrambled for two touchdowns and threw for two more, and Cincinnati's turnover-forcing defense got three more of them, helping the Bearcats pull away to a 44-14 victory over North Carolina State. The Bearcats put together one of their most complete wins in Coach Butch Davis's two seasons, taking full advantage of an injury-depleted defense. The Bearcats are now 3-1 on the year. NC State falls to 2-2 with the loss. Iowa State Reserve football player Walker Woods has agreed to plead guilty to public intoxication for an incident following the Cyclones' win over Iowa earlier this month. The 20-year-old Woods was first charged with simple assault and public intoxication after he allegedly tackled a woman and punched her in the face during an argument on September 11th. Police say witnesses corroborated the woman's story. Court documents show that Woods has agreed to plead guilty to public intoxication in exchange for the assault charge being dropped. That's after an agreement between city and county prosecutors and Woods' attorney. Court papers say the state will recommend Woods pay a $250 fine. Woods, a running back, has yet to play in a game this season for the Cyclones. In NFL news, Eagles quarterback Michael Vick returned to practice yesterday, just 4 days after he suffered a concussion against the Falcons in Atlanta. Vick was seen throwing passes to assistant coaches, jogging around with teammates, and participating in all the drills that the other quarterbacks participated in. Vick's participation indicates that he's been cleared by the NFL-appointed independent neurologist, required under the league's 2009 concussion policy for a player to return to football activities. Tony Romo was back at practice with the Dallas Cowboys yesterday, his first since he cracked a rib and tore his lung during last Sunday's comeback win at San Francisco. Romo was on the field during the first 20 minutes of practice, open to the media, and gingerly went through some stretches. He was not wearing a helmet, and he didn't throw any passes. Quarterback Matt Ryan was limited with a left knee injury for the second straight day as the Atlanta Falcons practiced for their visit to Tampa Bay this weekend. Ryan has been sacked 9 times and hit 17 times in 2 games this season. Seattle Seahawks defensive end Raheem Brock has tweeted that he was fined for a low hit on Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger last Sunday. Brock indicated he was fined $15,000 for the hit on Roethlisberger, and he intends to appeal that fine. Saints strong safety Roman Harper says the NFL has notified the team that game officials were wrong to throw a flag for Harper's hard hit on Bears quarterback Jay Cutler last week. The flag flew moments after the quarterback threw an incomplete pass in the first half of New Orleans' victory over the Bears last Sunday. The call on 3rd and 6 extended what turned out to be Chicago's lone touchdown drive of the game. Two-time Pro Bowl defensive end O.C. Umanyura is close to returning to the New York Giants lineup following arthroscopic knee surgery in August. He says the knee is improving but doesn't expect it to be 100% again. Arizona Cardinals running back Beanie Wells was limited in practice yesterday. He has a hamstring injury. A lot more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
In baseball, it was a game the St. Louis Cardinals had to have, and they blew it. The Cardinals lost a 4-run lead in the 9th inning and hurt their wild card hopes when shortstop Rafael Furcal misplayed a potential double play grounder, allowing the New York Mets to rally for an 8-6 win. Ahead 6-2, the Cardinals walked 3 batters in helping the Mets take the lead with a 6-run burst. Willie Harris drew a walk to begin the inning and capped it with a tie-breaking 2-run single with 2 outs. The loss dropped St. Louis 2 games behind idle Atlanta for the wild card. Each team has 6 games left. Elsewhere in the National League, the Dodgers dropped San Francisco 4 back in the wild card race with 6 games left as they beat the Giants 8-2. Former Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda celebrated his 84th birthday by being honorary coach for rookie manager Don Mattingly. That win, or the Giants open a 3-game set against Arizona tonight, and one Diamondbacks win would eliminate the defending World Series champions from the playoff hunt. Washington completed a 4-game road sweep of Philadelphia with a 6-1 win, and also it was Houston beating Colorado 9-6. In the AL, Edwin Encarnacion hit a game-ending homer in the 12th inning as the Toronto Blue Jays beat the LA Angels by a score of 4-3. That drops the Angels 3 games behind idle Boston in the wild card race. Tampa Bay, which won in New York, closed within 2 games of the Sox. Matt Moore struck out 11 in 5 innings of his first major league start as Tampa Bay unloaded on the watered-down Yankees for a 15-8 victory. Coco Crisp had the go-ahead single in the 8th inning to help Oakland to a 4-3 win over the Rangers. Also, it was Minnesota with a 3-2 win over Seattle. Baltimore beat Detroit 6-5. And also Cleveland, an 11-2 winner over the White Sox. And Lance Berkman has agreed to a $12 million contract with St. Louis, giving the Cardinals a valuable bat for 2012. The 35-year-old Berkman is completing a big comeback season with 31 homers, 91 RBIs, and a .300 average. The switch hitter made his 6th All-Star team this summer, his first such honor since 2008. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.